all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio, starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
Well, I love wild and crazy science, and you know that, right, Michelle? So you know what I'm going to be.
Wild and crazy.
Well, not only that, though, because of who we are and the piece of anatomy that both of us have that, well, is the subject front and center of this new study. And this study says why men love your curvy backside. Can you flip
yikes.
And believe this? Oh, yeah. From, you know, hailing from Bill Kent University psychology department, Dr. David Lewis and his team of scientists decided to kind of look at evolution and how it shaped men's and women's bodies in a survival reproduction challenge, in the sense that what are men most likely to be attracted to in terms of women and their anatomy in order to kind of, as we say, keep this whole procreation thing going right and left. Whoa-wee. So we have joining us Dr. David Lewis. Dr. Lewis, welcome to Her Radio.
Welcome. Thank you. Pleasure to be with you guys. Afternoon where you guys are.
Well, we're enjoying it whatever time it is. And
we can't wait for this segment.
Oh, no. Okay. This is our star segment, because you're going to understand in a minute why we're so terribly interested in this.
All right.
So, Dr. Lewis, if you could do us a favor, tell us what this amazing study showed.
Okay. So the main finding from this research is that it revealed the previously undiscovered preference that men have for specific angles of lumbar curvature in women's backs. And the reason that that's so novel, and I'm happy to elaborate on these findings, is that in our research, we didn't just show that men had a preference for particular angles of lumbar curvature, but actually that these preferences appear to be accounting for what we once thought of as a male preference for big butts.
Mm. Wait a minute. Say that again. Mm. A male preference for big butts. So Michelle and I, you can't see us right now because this is radio, but we are the buttless wonders.
Oh, no, we're not. That's not true. We have great butts, Pam.
Does this mean nobody's ever going to be interested in us? Oh, my gosh. Let me wipe away the
tears. My spine's curved, though.
but precisely to the contrary. So, no, what our research suggests is that men do attend to this region in women's bodies, but it appears, or at least this research suggests, that it's not necessarily large buttocks that they're looking for, but rather they're looking for a combination of features that's associated with spinal curvature.
So tell us about that. Well, what is that angle that we're all looking for? What in your study, you found something interesting here.
Yeah, what we find, and this appears to be true across different women, is that men appear to like an angle of roughly 45 degrees. And that's the angle that's formed between the thoracic or mid back and the lower back.
So 45 degree angle.
Wait. I'm standing up right now.
Out?
Look at my butt.
I want to know if right. I have
I'm getting a ruler
or
right
sure.
now.
50 or...
I don't know if a ruler is going to be sufficient for this, but
a ruler.
So if you're looking at it from that perspective, so when we say 45 degrees, we're measuring it according to how it's measured in medical orthopedic literature. But if you're sort of just looking at somebody, really the angle that we'd be referring to would be 135 degrees. So if somebody with a perfectly flat back would be 180 degrees. 135 degrees would be a 45-degree deviation from that.
Got it. So what were your main findings in doing the study?
Sure, and again, it's actually a combination of studies that sort of allow us to conclude what we did. So in the first study, we took a variety of photos of women, and then one of the members of our research team is an expert in image morphing. And so what he was able to do was to create multiple versions of each of these women, each of which essentially looked like a realistic woman, but the only thing that was manipulated or changed between these different versions of the woman was her angle of lumbar curvature. So we did that for a variety of women, presented this set of photographs in random order to a large group of men, and all of those men rated the attractiveness of each woman on a scale, if I recall correctly, from 1 to 10. And then what we were able to do
10 being the best, or was
yeah,
10, the
10
best?
Being highly attractive, okay. And you'll okay. have to forgive me for not remembering whether it was
no
0
worries.
To 10 or 1 to 10.
Okay.
We wanted to pick something that was familiar for guys, unfortunately. That's one way that guys sometimes think about women.
They can count to 10? Oops, did I say
yeah,
that?
Yeah, guys are capable of counting.
That was
very
cold.
I'm sorry.
Very nice comeback.
Glacier on that one.
I had no idea this was going to be this fun. You guys are great. So anyhow, what we did afterwards is we conducted some statistical analyses, and what we were investigating was the relationship between the angle of women's spines and men's ratings of their attractiveness. And what we found is that men's perceptions of women's attractiveness increased, that is, they saw women as more and more attractive as the angle increased to 45 degrees, but then once the angle started to exceed 45 degrees, men's perceptions of women's attractiveness started to go back down.
Interesting. Fascinating.
Yeah.
I just want to know if Kim Kardashian was one of the pictures that was shown.
She was not, and she would be a confounding stimulus if she were in our study, because she appears, if I recall correctly, to have a pretty large degree of lumbar curvature
yes.
and relatively large buttocks
yes.
compared to the average woman. So she's got
yes.
two different variables going on there.
She does, yeah.
You know what?
I actually
also,
saw her in person. She's so beautiful, but I have seen her after she's had this surgery done, and it's just
augmentation
so
of her butt. Yeah,
augmentation. Okay, augmentation.
It's augmentation. But you know what's really interesting? What? Let me ask this question, Dr. Lewis. So does that mean like the super skinny models that we oftentimes see in magazines and you know on the runways and
like
whatever?
Like me, right, Pam? Like me?
Super skinny. Oh my gosh. No, but you know, really, I mean these are basically kind of human clothes hangers. So men, would they find them? Would they find them attractive based upon what you're saying?
That's a really good question, and that's actually a possible new study that we could conduct. Is we could compare the angles that we tend to see in these fashion models, even those who might be identified as relatively underweight, to see if one of the cues to attractiveness that they are exhibiting is this spinal angle. But as of now, I can't really give you a solid answer as to whether those models on average differ in spinal curvature compared to the average woman. That's a great question.
Listen, honey, they have no spinal. They have no spinal curvature.
For you. It'll be a new study. But, you know, let me ask you, because we only have a minute left. Tell us why you did the study. Why did you do the study? Just quickly.
Yeah, okay, so a combination of things, if I've got 60 seconds. The first is that
you have 30.
Anecdotally, you often hear of men attending to this region of the body, but, I mean, even Sir Mix-a-Lot's song itself is confused and trying to figure out which of the bodily features are being attended to. So the song is Baby Got Back, but he tends to be talking about the butt. So anecdotally,
gotcha.
We have these questions.
Gotcha.
There's something going on there, but we didn't know exactly what.
I think that stimulus right there was, you know, baby got butt. I just love it. Everyone, we've been talking to Dr. David Lewis, who's helped us understand why science proves men love your curvy backside. Look for that 45-degree angle. There's no question. Thank you, Dr. Lewis. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
And you can go to David Lewis's website, davidmglewis.com. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. Stay well.